Gotham is on a knife edge,
but I won't let it fall apart without a fight.
My name's James Gordon. I'm a detective.
My name's Bruce Wayne.
I will find the man who did this.
What's up, y'all? It is Mike of iWatchMike.com. Welcome to another episode of Talking Gotham. Of course, I don't do it by myself. All the way from the VRO.com, Miss Amy McCracken. What's up, Amy?
Hi, Mike. It would not be interesting if you did it by yourself.
Man, you sound like a robot, Amy.
Do I really?
Okay, now
who cares?
Now you sound good.
There we go.
I don't know what's wrong with you.
I got some witchy powers going on today.
Something must be going on your side of the woods, but let's just jump into it here before I don't know what's going to happen to you. I know you've been, yeah, okay, let's keep going. Gotham, the episode, Monday nights, Anything For You, season 3, episode 5. We're on episode 5 already. And people that are tuning in, okay, first, spoilers, okay? Spoilers, we're going to talk about it. Two.
I mean, if you're listening to our show, you should know that we're going to talk about it. I mean, that's the whole thing.
Well, I've had a couple of my friends hit me up and were like, hey, I listened to you for the first time. What the hell? You didn't even say spoilers. I didn't know that was a thing.
Are you serious?
Yes.
It is a episode review show.
I know.
You need cooler friends.
Maybe I need to. Yeah, probably so. Okay, so spoilers now. And you know what the thing about it was is I was trying to write down my favorite parts because me and my friend Jesus, we recap The Strain, and literally, I mean, it was like three lines. Like I was like, oh, this is my part. And I told myself for Gotham, I'm like, I'm just gonna keep it short and simple. I got like 2.5 pages.
Short and simple.
Yeah. So I did what
that
I
is short and simple. Three pages.
Yeah. Simple. So what I did was I highlighted the big favorite parts of mine, and then I got sprinkled. Yeah, I know. I try people, but we're gonna try to get through this as fast as possible. Okay.
Spoiler alert: we're a review show for the episode that just aired.
Yes. So here it is. Anything For You. Big moment. Favorite part, Amy. I don't know about you. Holy crap balls! Nygma lies to Butch. Butch puts on the mask, meaning, and also, like, I can't believe Butch did it because he had the same suit on that he was there at the party with. I mean, that's just so obvious it was him. Anyways, he gets bamboozled. All hell breaks loose. Oh, it was so good. Barbara. Hold on. Let me finish, because I know you're about to defend Butch. But Barbara, hilarious. Awesome.
I did love Barbara in that scene.
But that scene there, it's so fast. It's so crazy. Butch pretty much gets framed. Nygma lies to him, and all hell breaks loose. What was going through your mind? Because you are a big, giant Butch fan.
And Nygma. So I'm like, they're pulling me. I'm in the middle, and they're pulling me. Which side do I take?
So which side do you take?
I'm still on the fence, but Butch is like, come on. He's my big teddy bear.
I know. So you're still team Butch no matter what?
I'm still team Butch.
Yeah, it was crazy. It was crazy. That scene was...
But damn, Nygma had no idea he was going to do that.
Mm-mm. Well, you know what? It was funny because at the beginning of my notes, I wrote down for the first 2 or 3 minutes, can we trust Nygma? Like for some reason, I thought he... And that was really good because right from the beginning, I was like, something's up. And even... And the funny thing is when this scene happened, I was like, I knew it. I got it, Gotham writers. And then they switch it on you. And I'm like, oh, damn.
He was. Yeah, you didn't have it.
I didn't have it. Bastards. So, yeah. And then, of course, it gets taken away. And my girl Tabitha, who, by the way, was whooping ass in the kitchen. Oh, man, she's so badass.
I know. When she was sitting there, I was like, really, Tabitha? Really? You're going to let these guys just manhandle you?
Oh, man.
I was like, come on now.
But first, before we go any further, I should show respect, though, Amy. I should show respect that at that party, Barbara looked beautiful. Tabitha looked beautiful. Poison Ivy looked beautiful. I mean, there was a lot of hotness in this episode.
I didn't really like the whole scene with Poison Ivy and Mini Catwoman.
Okay, that was cool because Selena's trying to figure it out, but I'm still on the hotness. Show some respect, Amy, okay?
Okay, show I will show respect. I really like that green dress.
Thank you. See? Okay, now I'm done. So we had that part.
Mm-hmm.
It was big. Now, I got to ask you because I went on Twitter because I was trying to figure out, I was like, maybe I'm missing something. I don't know. Are they hinting the Penguin Enigma have feelings for each other?
I don't know. Because Nikki is up here, and I was like, you just watched Gotham. You want to join us? And she was like, no, because the only thing I have to talk about is the end. And she was like, what was that creepy look that the Penguin and Enigma were giving each other? I have no idea, Mike. No idea.
I don't know either. And that's the thing. I went on Twitter, and some people were like, what the hell is going on? This better not happen. Then there was people on there that were saying, like, come on, do it already. So I don't remember ever, but you know what? Once again, I mean, I never read the Batman series I saw as a kid and growing up, and the Batman movies, I never thought that or saw that or even heard that. So this is all new.
I mean, if they're going in that direction, more power to them. It's, you know, I don't have an opinion on that whatsoever.
I just want to know if they're going to kiss or not.
Because
if they kiss, the internet is going to explode. That's what I like.
Oh, the internet should explode when Selena kissed Bruce.
Ooh.
I know you exploded. I know I heard y'all the way out here. I heard, yay.
Yeah, about time. Freaking little Bruce finally tells it. He was suave too. He's like, come with me. Oh, yeah. He was, it was a little mess. He was a little bumpy in the road, but he finally figured it out. And I think
was shy.
I think she likes him and he likes her and everything's good. And I'm glad they kissed. So we got that out of the way. A lot of kissing was going on. Valerie Vale and Jim are doing the do more than once, more than twice.
I really liked how Jim was telling Lynn, whatever her name is. What is her name? That girl I hate?
Lee,
yeah. How he was like, I'm happy for you, blah, blah, blah. Go do your thing.
Mm-hmm.
she was like, wait, you're not supposed to be happy for me. You're supposed to pine over me.
Yeah, she was trying. She was reaching. And the funny thing was, Jim knew the whole entire time.
Yeah.
So I think he is over her. I mean, I think it bothers him, but I think that Jim's the type of guy, like, I'm not going to get in the way, you know, unless something were to happen. Like, if Lee was put in danger in a heartbeat. See, that's kind of hard, though, because if he knows if he takes out Mario, that's Falcone's son. So that's just a whole
I don't think he's going to do that.
No, but I'm saying if Mario would hit Lee.
Yeah.
Oh, Jim.
Oh, yeah. Jim's going to lose his mind.
Yeah.
But I think Enigma might try something.
I don't think so. Because
I think he will, because Lee's little comment, like, I just have to whisper your name and you'll be gone.
I don't think he will, though, because unless Enigma is smart enough to get it done, but to use somebody else where it doesn't go back to him. But I don't think, I think it's done. I think he smacked her. I think Enigma respects it in a way, like, okay, he did do some crazy crap, but there's other stuff that Enigma needs to be dealing with, not Lee. So I don't see that. For me, I don't.
Mm-hmm.
Let's see what else. It was good to see Victor Zsasz. I like him, my bald friend, because I'm bald too.
Yes, you like him. He scares the hell out of me, but I like him too.
It was cool to see them. Let's see, I'm looking at my notes here. I definitely like the part where Jim asks Bruce, you know, before all the party happens, and how long he's been an item with Selena, and Bruce, like, gets all flustered and everything else.
We're just friends.
Yeah, we're just friends. Mm-hmm. Jim sees everything. And let's see what else. I definitely liked, and I'm interested to see what's going to happen with Barnes. We see Barnes at the end of the episode no longer needing his crutch.
Yeah, and then the veiny eyes, and
he's going to be strong, but remember they did that test on the rats, and out of the, five, one killed all four? So is he going to?
Yeah.
But I noticed something, though. I noticed that when he got strong, the camera panned down to the Mad Hatter's picture. So is he going to go after the Mad Hatter? Like,
he should. The Mad Hatter's just killing innocent women now.
That is true. He did kill that girl that looked like Alice.
She didn't look anything like his sister.
No, she was dressed like Alice.
Because he dressed her that way.
Well, I know. I'm not saying like that was like she was normally dressed like that walking down the street and he kidnapped her.
He's just crazy. And that's the one crazy that's on the show that I'm not attracted to.
I know. You definitely like psychos. Well, and
he wants psychos.
He definitely wants Jim Gordon. He wrote it in blood. His name.
I completely understand that. I want Jim Gordon also.
Oh, God. Okay. Like, are we done now?
I'm done.
I think I've reached everything. I mean,
yeah.
Curious to see what's going to happen in this episode. The next episode looks really, 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 really good, like it always does. Once again, Gotham does not let down.
No, I love this episode. Even though this one was setting up for something bigger, they still didn't let us down.
No, this had, like I said, I was trying to take one page notes.
And you got three.
Damn you, Gotham writers. Damn you. So I think that's it. Scale of 1 to 10. What do you give this episode?
10.
10. I would agree with you. Another awesome episode. So kudos to the Gotham folks. That's our review for Anything For You, episode 5 of season 3. If you want
No, I'm just excited to see next week's, but I have to wait unless the hotel has it. But I'm going to be at the beach, so let's be honest.
Oh, so yeah.
I'm going to watch Gotham.
You're not going to watch it because you're going out of town. I'm going to watch it, and I'll do the review without you.
Oh, make sure you let people know it's a spoiler.
Oh, I will.
That's what a review show is.
Oh, I will. Maybe I'll find somebody to, maybe Jesus will, you know, take your spot, and then you never know, could permanently take your spot.
Oh, whatever. I will come after Jesus.
I think that's it for us. Amy, I guess you got a blog called thevro.com. Everything is there, right?
Yeah, everything's there. VarietyRadioOnline.com.
Yes.
Google it.
And if you want to find their other stuff, that's their blog, or you can just type in Variety Radio Online on Google search, and everything comes up, YouTube, all that good stuff. Good Shows app, we're on it, Amy and I. If you download it for free, you can talk movies and movies and TVs and TVs. Amy is Variety Radio Online. I'm Mike, the movie guy on Good Shows, so make sure you check that out. Shout out to the Gothamatics out there in the internet. Cool people, super cool people. And if you want to check out my stuff, iwatchmike.com. That is my blog. Or you can, not or, and you can get on iTunes, search Talking Gotham, because that's what we do. We're Talking Gotham. Get on there. That way you don't miss a show, and you can check out some of our past shows. And if you don't have iTunes, audioboom.com/channel/iWatchMike. You can go there as well. I think that's it. I think that's it, right?
I'm done.
So, people, thank you for tuning in. Sorry it was so fast, but Gotham,
we got things to do.
I was excited, though. When I talk Gotham, I get excited.
Yeah, we do go really fast on Gotham.
Yeah, I'm like a virgin about to have sex for the first time. Does that make sense?
On that note,
okay,
say
bye.
Goodbye, Mike.
Bye-bye.
Gotham is on a knife edge, but I won't let it fall apart without a fight.
My name's James Gordon. I'm a detective.
My name's Bruce Wayne.
I will find the man who did this.